This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. After receiving criticism from leaders like New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, U.S. President Donald Trump backed away from a two-week quarantine for one of the nation's coronavirus hotspots. Instead, the president floated a strong travel advisory for New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. Mr. Trump raised the idea of a quarantine in a tweet earlier Saturday, but the governors in the three states pushed back. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo was particularly critical, telling CNN that roping off states would amount to a federal declaration of war. Cuomo also said he believes that such a quarantine would be illegal, economically catastrophic, and preposterous. Coronavirus-related fatalities in the United States have doubled in 2 days, topping 2,000, and authorities say an infant who tested positive has died. In other parts of the world, Italy became the first country to surpass 10,000 deaths. Virus prevention measures have taken a violent turn in parts of Africa as countries impose lockdowns and curfews or seal off major cities. In Canada, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's wife announced that she has recovered from COVID-19 after testing positive earlier this month. Panamanian authorities say hundreds of passengers on a cruise ship where four people have died and over 130 others have influenza-like symptoms, including at least two with the coronavirus, were transferred to a sister ship. Panama's maritime authorities said 401 asymptomatic passengers were transferred from cruise operator Holland America Line's 781-foot Miss Zaandam vessel to the Rotterdam, a sister ship. There are 1,243 guests and 586 crew on board the Zaandam. This is VOA News.